Yeah, but to play devil's advocate, I will say the way Cassie left things off was, as much as it was so clear to us as viewers of like, oh, she's just not that interested, I am sure we've all been in situations where someone's giving us mixed signals and we're like, but it's going to work out. I think that they like me because they did this, this, and this. But he said this, but it could still, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's very relatable when you want something to work so bad. Maybe when they give you the mixed signals, you're like, nah, she's just scared. You know what I mean?
You know, this sounds a lot like how Tia felt dealing with Colton.
What?
So true.
It's just like crazy.
Not taking no for an answer, wanting it to work so badly with him.
It's the exact same thing.
And you know, honestly, like, that happens. Sometimes you hurt people the way you get hurt. Or in this case, you. Well, yes, it's true, but like,
preach, kind of
get hurt the way you hurt.
It's a better version of that. I just think that there's that kind of flow of energy when you go through some sort of pain, you revisit it in a different way that makes you see the situation differently.
Totally. And I think that's happened to Colton, with the Tia thing. But also, time and time again, I feel like we've seen Colton reject, the way he rejects girls or blindsides? Blindsides girls.
Blindside. That's right. You got it.
You can. Thank you so much. It was really difficult for me to get out, but I'm happy I said it. Now you see that happening to him because Cassie truly did blindside him. I mean, the girl, and we can bring this up, the girl got to stay on the group date because she made this whole thing about, like, you can't, I'm ready for marriage. You're not even ready for a boyfriend. And honestly, can we, Cassie doesn't deserve a hate online, but I need to bring up that that was fake behavior. To only stay in for the game when you don't even know if you want a boyfriend?
It's a problem. I feel like I've loved to play devil's advocate on this show, and my sort of what I've wanted to do as a host is not go fully in or fully out on anyone. So I've kind of been defending Cassie all season. I don't dislike her.
Yeah.
But for her to come to the conclusion that I had such a traumatic boyfriend that dating is scary, you cannot sign up for a show where the goal is marriage.
You just can't.
She was absolutely in it for the wrong reasons.
100%. And I think it worked out. Maybe.
And I think any criticism towards her being there for the wrong reasons is totally valid at this 100%. Point because of how it played out. Because I did see some comments in the chat saying that, is a bit further up, I can't scroll up, but that people go on the show for a host of different reasons and we can't really blame her. But like, I'm sorry, we actually can, because this is literally what this show is about, at least being open to the journey. Or faking it, and you literally said out of your mouth that you were so appalled that someone could even question your intentions, but like, you made it clear that your intention wasn't to get married.
It
just looks bad.
Now, twice now, between Women Tell All and between this episode, Katie was right. I'm sorry, but she was right about Kaylin and Cassie, and I think it worked out because, I mean, God, you guys, if Colton didn't act so, and I'm going to use this word, desperate, then Cassie would not be with him right now. He pushed so hard to the point where she was like, putting in no effort on her behalf. What did she have to do? She just had to have fun and have this guy move for her and change the show for her. Like, that's not love. It's not.
That, I was literally going to ask the panel that too. Like, no part of this felt romantic, did it? Because like, some people could argue in the chat. Someone just said, actually, I know this will sound crazy, but even though I think Colton came out so creepy, if this works out at the end, would it be the most romantic story ever? Anyone? To answer you, I think ABC was hoping for that. Yeah. That's how they set up this entire last half of the finale. Like, this was all worth it for that. But even as someone who personally truly enjoys, like, sentimental gestures and, like,
Chivalry.
And I love the idea of someone, like, fighting for me in the sense that, like, you know, making, if we want to be together, you're going to make sure that our lives line up. You know, like, just a natural general compromise. Not someone literally just
strong arming me
or trying to love bomb me, which is what I feel like he did. And I feel like eventually she was just bogged down by it because,
well, she didn't have a, I mean, here's
what are you gonna do, turn down again?
What happened, like the whole trap thing where she was like, oh, you sent everyone else home, she's like, well, I guess I'll try and take it day by day and see how I feel. And lucky for them, right now, it worked out to the extent where she is, I assume, calling him her boyfriend. So that worked out.
Good for them.
But it doesn't, it could have gone differently because everything she was saying was, hey, I don't think I want this. Hey, I don't think I want this. Hey, I don't think I want this. And he's like, no, it's okay. Don't be scared. And you're like, I think you should let her go and find someone else. Honestly, Colton, I would have been so happy if he had just done, and not super happy because, you know, but I wish he just quit being The Bachelor and tried another season, because it was very interesting. And I would have preferred that over this, because this feels, it doesn't feel like a love story. It feels like someone who's not ready for even a relationship is now in one, and it's totally one-sided. Based on Colton's season, where he was supposed to find what he wanted, and she even said she didn't think she was what he wanted. And that's what, like, if even the girl is telling you, it's not me, maybe be like, oh, let's listen to that and go find someone who is.
Yeah, I think what I would have loved to see is to have Colton say, you know what, Cassie, give it a month and decide how you feel.
100%.
Know that I'm all in. And, like, he should have been honest with her and been like, I think you're crazy to let me go when you see, and then, like, let her decide. But
yeah, because in the same way that his dad touched on an important thing that, you know, you kind of go after what you can't have, he should have adopted that with Cassie and made her sweat a little bit. Like, there was never a moment where she was like, I'm so nervous Colton might leave me. Like, that dude was pining after
one
you.
Moment.
Like, there's never that, like, oh my God. And it
literally, you know what's so attractive? Confidence. And if he just knew that he was lovable, I think he's had this in the back of his head this whole time of like, I'm not lovable.
Yeah.
And that so projected this last episode where it's like, oh, well, it makes sense that she doesn't think she loves me, but maybe I can make her by showing too much love and acting desperate, when that's not how love should be. Love should be easy. It shouldn't be, and I'll quote this because The Bachelor Instagram quoted him. And it actually really bugged me, because this is not what love is. I think that's not fair of them to say this. They said, love is scary. Love is not simple. Love is messy. Love should not be scary. It can be scary with how you feel, but it should be easy. It should, especially on a show where you have 30 women to pick from and one of them you're going to get engaged to. It shouldn't be then you acting as though you're a contestant again.
Right. Well, let's go through this episode a little bit, because I think you guys have heard our overall thoughts and how we're feeling about Colton and Cassie, but one of the first things we see, and one of the big red flags, is the fact that when Colton really came out and confessed his grand gestures to Cassie, she laughed.
She laughed hard as well.
She couldn't control her. She felt uncomfortable. You know, it's like what the producers wanted was for her to cry and say that's the sweetest thing ever and fall into his arms. But I think she kind of felt like she was in an SNL sketch. Like, she was shocked, deer in headlights, laughter. Not a good start.
To be honest, that didn't bug me too much, because I feel like that's a genuine react. Like, if someone said, hey, I know you've seen this show before, I completely broke all the rules, you'd be like, wait, you did what? Like, what's happening right now?
Okay.
So I understand that. Plus, I mean, look at how Cassie's been throughout the season. I think it makes sense with who she is being a little bit awkward about it.
I disagree. I think she's probably just like, wow, you actually did that? Like, I am really effed now.
Yeah. That's how
so
I took it.
So there's no one left? You already did this?
She was nervous.
Yeah, because that was he was expecting that one to really turn the tide for her, and that still didn't do anything. That should have been Colton's cue to go to the door.
You guys, it kind of felt like, I'm going to say how it felt to me. You know in movies when, like, the nerdy guy tries to do a grand gesture for the cool girl?
Yeah. I get that.
She was like,
you broke up with the other girls? That's lame.
That's like, how it felt.
Well, because
I did not like Cassie in that moment.
But
it brought me
not
the wrong way as well. I'm going to be honest. Whether it was innocent or not, it felt weird that she laughed at that. Because those girls went through pain.
Tell me this. Okay, so Cassie as a potential fiancé wife for Colton doing that? Yeah, weird. Cassie, not even sure if she wants this guy to be her boyfriend, makes the most sense I've ever thought in my life. That makes so much sense. That would be, if I wasn't sure if I wanted to even date a guy and he did that, I'd probably be like, what?
I know.
As well. Like, I thought I made it so clear to you that, like, I don't know about you, and you sent the other two girls home that want to marry you?
That's why it bummed me out, because I was like, oh, Colton's, this is bad. So then they fly to Spain, and this is when I felt bad for Cassie, because Colton's like, are you excited? And she's like, no. Like, part of me is like, does her contract make her do this? We haven't even talked about that yet, but we assume that Cassie wanted to do all of this, but who knows what's in that contract?
I think what happened, I mean, I don't think she had to go to Spain. I think what happened was she didn't know what to say at that point. Yeah. I think this girl's not good at, like, standing her ground, and I don't think she had it in her to look at him and be like, I'm not ready for that.
Right.
The girl couldn't even break up with him without, it took 40 minutes of, yeah. like, and, like, I don't know about, like, she can't tell him, I'm not going to fly to Spain right. after you sent the other girls home.
So, did you guys kind of get the impression from the parents, like, ooh, this isn't the first time we've seen Colton's judgment just go way off the rails?
Yep.
Because they were trying to be nice, but what Colton's parents wanted was for them to be like, here's my fiancé. Because they've seen the show, and instead he comes out and he goes, okay, now, we're not necessarily dating, but this is the only girl left. I like her a ton. She's not, she doesn't know if she wants to, like, date me, but, like, guys, I would die for her.
100%.
And her parents are like, not again.
They were supposed to meet two girls today, two of them. And then when he's like, it's just one, and they're like, okay. And he's like, she's not my fiance or girlfriend. She doesn't like labels yet. So just be cool, okay? And they're like,
we haven't DTR'd. and then her parents, or his parents, they tried to do their best, but you could tell they were like, oh boy, this is our son's kryptonite.
There was one shot that they caught of the mom just like literally just looking down. And I was like, oh my God, that was so telling. That was just so telling.
I think after that, they started Googling therapists, though. They're just like, gotta help our son out. Because like at that point, yeah. it just felt like, what do we do with this poor kid?
Even in that moment, too, I don't know if it was because he was literally pictured next to his parents. He looked more like a little boy than I think I've ever seen yeah. him this season. It was like,
I know. Do you, what do you think of her? Like, did she like you?
Yeah. Oh, God, the fact that the family had to ask, they already knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was just so uncomfortable. But then what did get a little bit better, if you will, was, I guess, their last date. The fact that they needed to fill time for this episode, so they were like, oh, we'll just give them one more date, and then she'll fall in love with him, as if that will make
but
her fall in love with him.
They repelled down the side of a mountain. They tasted it.
That was...
They tasted it.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Tayshia. They stealing your moves, girl. I don't know. That was kind of messed up.
I know. And we were saying in a past episode, like, with Tayshia's dates, they had the adrenaline going, so it made them more attracted to each other. And I really feel like they truly played into that hard.
For sure.
They needed something.
They wanted to bring out maybe the fun side of Colton, too, because he's either crying or pining every time he's next to this girl. So they're like, let's throw in some extreme sports. He's an athlete. We'll get him smiling again.
Real quick, I have to shout out Misha C, who always has hilarious, moderately over-sexualized comments during our show. She says the dad is a sensible snack. Do you guys agree? Is Colton's dad a sensible snack? Misha C,
he's like
C got us rolling.
The bald, older version of Colton.
Yeah.
He's okay. I wouldn't say he's a snack.
I don't know about a snack, but maybe a zaddy. Just keep it in the zaddy family. Just, I don't know.
If he's a snack or zaddy, welcome to the new show on AfterBuzz TV.
Snack or zaddy. With Renee, Christine, and Jeff. I just sit here uncomfortably. All right, guys. So I will say dinner was when I kind of felt the tides turning. But this is the moment when Cassie came out.
Dinner? I thought dinner was so awkward.
You're right. It was actually post-coital that things
it
seemed
good. It was after
but...
they boinked.
Yeah, after
when
they porked.
Things got better.
God.
We were getting a little rowdy here on the after show tonight, guys. I had a little mangria before we went on air.
I mean, that's all they talked about this episode was Colton losing his virginity.
Gosh.
I think
so
it would make no
talk.
Sense for us not to bring that up.
It actually bothered me how much, I mean... Oh, God, it just bothered me at the end, the way they were like, we're just not going to say. Like, you built this whole episode up like you guys did it, so just stop. That whole bashful and we're trying to respect each other's privacy BS, no, your privacy has already been exploited for the sake of the show, so keep exploiting it and give us our answer.
Yeah, but this is what happened. It's that Cassie said, I'm not doing this, and Cole goes, okay, whatever you want. Do you want me to say that I'm not your boyfriend? Well, I'll tell them that we're like, that's what happened.
We're going to get there, because I totally agree with you, Renee. Dinner was a little weird, because that's when we found out that...
Dinner was awkward as
this was,
heck.
Very good.
Heck.
This was the moment that we learned that Cassie really bites her tongue. And I stood up for Cassie, and I kind of regret it. And you guys all called me out in the comments, and clearly got it right, too. And Renee, you saw right through it, I gotta say. Renee has been on the pulse of this whole season, but Cassie... Like you said, Christine, I think all of us have had moments where we've had sort of that prophet moment, though. So basically all of us are awesome. But anyway, what happened that kind of really was frustrating, and Christine, you called it out already, was we have, from the horse's mouth, Cassie saying, how could anyone doubt that I'm ready for marriage? And then we learned that she had such a traumatic college relationship that she's not ready to date. It's not good. It is not good.
The fact that she brought this up after he sent everyone else home.
I know.
I mean, they played up so hard. And I'm telling you, it's because Cassie did not think she was going to win until one day she realized she was going to win. And that's when she's like, oh, I have to be honest and tell him I'm not ready. The girl would have loved to go to final two and then get sent home. She would have loved that.
Yes.
She would have been like, I could be the bachelorette. And then on the bachelorette, I don't have to pick a husband. I could just date and then say, I don't change my mind and get more followers.
But and sell sugar bare hair.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm 100% certain if that was made up or not. Like, I definitely would lean to that prediction because it definitely sounds funny. But whether it was true or not, that revelation still should have come maybe 5 episodes sooner.
Yeah.
Like, she could have gotten over this hurdle with Colton a long time ago. It just felt like such a flat explanation this late in the game. I was like...
It was just another...
You shot a reality TV show about your last relationship. With the guy.
Right.
She only likes to date on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the rest is just too private. You know?
Well, this was, like, the moment when, like, every turn I was like, oh. And then when she was like, I don't know if I can date, I was like,
that was, what? I was like, are you kidding me?
But, this is what kind of surprised me again about the episode.
What?
I think Cassie's mind was changed. And it was after they slept together in the fan. Well, I'm going to say slept together. Take slept together however you want. But I feel like the next morning she was into it.
I think she was more into it. I don't think she was full. I think that their time, him moving his life and whatever has happened in between has gotten her to a place of comfortability. And, like, I do think this is her best friend and there's some attraction there.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was so... Cassie could be the exception to the rule, or we're on to something and something is off with this relationship, and it's not just the fact that Colton is the relationship and Cassie's just
she's long for the ride.
Dying for
yeah. Oh, God.
Here's what else made me really uncomfortable, and I'm going to bring this up quickly. I don't think Cassie wants the narrative of her sexuality on display. And we've been talking about this motif throughout the episode of Cassie being trapped and forced into situations she didn't want to be forced into. And I really feel strongly like she's the type of person... Colton's really gotten on the virginity train, and to him, his sexuality and what he does in the bedroom is fun and a joke. But I think Cassie does not want this to be included in her story, and production and the show and the edit and Chris Harrison and Twitter and everyone in the audience was pushing it so hard, and Cassie hated every single second of it.
100%.
I don't want to get on a soapbox, but I do not like that the show was really pushing a story that Cassie did not want to have a part of.
To be fair... She's been on 2 reality shows, both about dating,
yeah.
And this one is about, she's seen it before. Like, that's what I don't understand, is
yeah.
She's seen it before, and she probably saw Becca's season, where they clearly made a point to talk about Colton's virginity every 2 seconds. So, I don't know.
You're right.
I just think that it's gotten to a point where she didn't think she'd get picked, she
yeah.
didn't think she'd win, and then when she did... And Colton, clearly Cassie's wearing not only the pants, but the shirt, the tie, the hat, the shoes, and everything else. So when she says anything to him, he's going to go with it. And I just, again, there's no balance in the relationship. And I think it made it clear when they were live on television together. If you read her Instagram post versus his, he's just confessing his love. And she's like, the show is a great experience for like 3 paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just still, there's not a balance. And I don't see this lasting. And I don't like to be... pessimistic person, but I just, it makes the relationship doesn't make me excited about their love, and I that makes me sad because I want that for Colton and I want that for Cassie, but it just feels like Colton would do anything for her, and Cassie, he's the only one compromising.
I think he's gonna run out of steam at some point.
100%.
There's only so long that you can keep just giving 90 and the other person's giving 10. It's just not gonna work out. And I think it's funny, someone made a funny comment in the chat, like, what's gonna happen to his foundation in Colorado if he moves, you know, to live near her. But like, on a larger note, like, are you just gonna morph into the version of Cassie that's acceptable to her? Like, who are you as a person now? You've already just changed all your standards for this girl. Now you're gonna just quit what you were doing in Colorado, move to go pursue her. What
yeah.
else are you gonna, like, it just seems like he's losing more of himself, and I don't think
yeah.
he even knew what it was to begin with.
He's doing what Cassie said that she didn't want to do while being in a relationship. He gave up his whole life, he moved, he's giving up probably his hobbies. Like, I don't see this being even. He's just so excited that Cassie likes him enough, or
right.
now loves him enough to be his girlfriend, and that's just so bad.
And it's like
bad.
I said, I think he's either going to run out of steam or in the same token just like get kind of fed up too, because I'm sure in the back of his mind he's still running on the assumption that his expectations will be met at some point. Like, this is all, you know, it's not a fruitless effort, because at the end of it, I got her to at least agree to this, and eventually I'll get her to agree to more than that. And if she doesn't, it's like...
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about where they are now, because obviously what we're talking about is in the context of just the short timeline of the show. We did get to see a sneak preview into the couple of months after they've been dating, and we got to see them come out on stage. I'll go ahead and say, even seeing them 2-3 months later, Colton's grinning from ear to ear like a little puppy. Mm. Cassie knows that there's cameras on her. She might be excited. She's never been the most forthright with her feelings. I sort of have trouble distinguishing what Cassie's feeling, because I don't always feel like she's the best at communicating
that. She felt media trained this episode. That's all I'll say.
But I don't feel like Cassie's in the same place as Colton still. I'm worried for them.
No. Well, I mean, they started at different points, too. He was already at 10, and she was, like, barely at a 2.
And she's a 3 now. It's huge progress.
It's huge. It's huge.
Like, how do you catch up with someone? That would mean they would have to be still. So that's what I don't get. But I will say, in his Instagram post, he said, I have my best friend, I have my girlfriend, I have my future fiance, I have my future wife. First of all, I feel like it's weird to say future fiance. Personally, I think if I had a boyfriend and he started calling me his future fiance, I'd be like, excuse me, do you know how to get that title? Yeah, I have to say yes.
Right.
Yeah. And like, I didn't want a relationship a month ago. So let's just back it up. But they're really trying to play up this whole, he made the right choice. And we all know maybe he did for a 10-month, year, 2-year relationship. He didn't for his wife. And I really don't see them lasting. And I hate this. And I know I said this about Ari and Lauren, and they did get married. But let me tell you, Lauren was ready for marriage. Ari claimed to be ready for marriage. He just acted very dumb throughout the season with how his, you know, individual relationships went, dumping back on camera. There are reasons why I was made to believe he wasn't ready. Literally, this girl says she's not ready.
Yeah.
And Colton has showed time and time again that he doesn't know what he wants. So how could they possibly last?
I'm very curious to see how Bachelor Nation is going to respond to their relationship over the coming months, because they're definitely in that microscope right now, because we have this bit of a gap between this ending and Hannah B's season. So all eyes are going to be on them. And I mean, I dare I say it, people have come around to liking Ari and Lauren. You know what I mean? So it's not far-fetched to think that eventually they'll grow on us. But the question is, will they last? I mean,
the way I
probably
feel
have
right
to
now.
Knock her up and lock that down. Like,
yeah, he's like, you don't need to take birth control. It's fine. Do you think they have had sex?
Maybe we should talk about that. I don't know. I think Cassie wants to wait.
I think she might want to wait, too, to be honest.
It's not really our business. I know the show wants to make it our business, but I feel like Cassie, personally, I feel like Cassie doesn't want this narrative grafted onto her like it has been onto Colton, so I'm just going to stay out of it, even though I already commented.
We got a bold prediction. I think it'll be over before Christmas, says Miss Markle.
I could see that. I think they're in the honeymoon phase right now, and by they, I mean Colton.
They finally got to the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Finally.
Finally.
Oh, my God.
It took a few months.
The way I feel, it's funny, with every one of these couples, I want to champion them, but I feel like this couple, the seeds of it are so unhealthy that I don't want to see them together. I think Colton deserves better, and I think Cassie deserves better. I think Colton deserves someone who's going to meet him halfway, and Cassie deserves to be someone she actually likes.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on there. Yeah. I just, God.
Because, Colton, there's a good girl out there for you who wants you. Like,
literally, like, Colton.
You're a good dude, Colton.
Good-looking guy.
That's where this is coming
from.
Call
Hannah G.
Because I know some people in the chat are saying we're being a little harsh about it, but we're just trying to look at these people as individuals.
We like all these people.
Like, I just personally don't see them as compatible, and we want the best for both of them. Yes, we might be throwing a little shade, but, like, come on, guys.
My whole thing isn't even that, like, they may have a lot of chemistry, they may get along really well, they may have that physical chemistry. My whole thing is, you can't be in a relationship that's that uneven. Like, that, the balance is so off that it's impossible for it to last. Because what about the day that Colton wants her to compromise on something and she's not going to? She hasn't made any compromises, as far as we know, and that's not a healthy relationship.
And he's responded to that behavior by encouraging it. It's like, okay, I'll just keep folding for you.
Right.
So what do you think she's going to do when you ask her to compromise for you? She's going to do what you've allowed her to believe is okay, what you think is showing somebody how to be loved, like, just, you know, pining after them like that. But I will say, I wanted to talk about the video that she had in their package, because I know that definitely we had some interesting reactions to that. Jeff, you in particular thought it was strange Well, I'll let you say it.
Please, yeah. I was about to bring it up. Read my mind. I think the reason that was frustrating for me was because the only moment we've been able to see Cassie express any kind of love for Colton was in a pre-taped video. And I just feel like if, like on my wedding day, I don't want my future wife to hold up an iPad of her saying I do. I want her to be able to say it in person.
Well, yeah, I think because she hadn't said it prior to that point, it felt so like, okay, now? Like, really? It did rub me the wrong way as well, too, because I think she owed that to Colton a little bit sooner. I mean, whether or not she was unsure in her feelings, that was still the most complete sentences that we've heard her say about how she feels about him.
And she's like, see, it's in the video. I love you. Evidence.
My
Exhibit A.
I'm curious, though, if that video was only because they had done that all in private and they're trying so hard to sell this relationship that clearly was a bit of a bachelor fail. So they're trying to still push it on us. Like, look at this. We have it on tape. How much she loves him. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But we should get into Hannah B's Bachelorette because we only have a few more minutes.
Let's talk about it. So that's our thoughts on Cassie and Colton. If you guys disagree, please comment below. Again, we want the best for both of them. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of the three of us think that them two together is the best for both of them.
Yeah, that's where we're coming from. I don't hate either of them. I actually like both of them
a lot.
I like
both of them too.
Mm-hmm. I just don't think Cassie should have gone on the show.
Right.
And I don't think Colton picked the right girl, or maybe even not picked the right girl. I just don't think his girl was in that group. Right. Then if that's what his heart went to.
Okay, so Hannah Beast the Bachelorette.
Hannah Beast.
Not Hannah G, but Hannah B.
One of the Hannahs.
One of the Hannahs. I was just like really on the Hannah G train, especially after last night and watching her on ET Live this morning. But she carried herself so well and is so funny, but it is Hannah Beast.
Listen, I was definitely on the Hannah G train. Oh my God, can I talk? Am I Hannah B? I was definitely on the Hannah G train yesterday just because I think she came across so relatable, so real, and it was something we don't see people being that vulnerable on after the final rose. That's not the time where usually at that point it's your bachelorette audition and on Women Tell All it's your paradise audition, so women aren't really going after the bachelor. So I'm so happy that Hannah did, because it made me believe she really was there for the right reasons and for Colton. Love her, really do. Hope she goes really far with whatever she does. And she's stunning and she looked insane. But Hannah B tonight, listen, you guys, I know she has social anxiety. I know a lot of people are saying it was super awkward. I think it was also very awkward, but I also want to give her, cut her some slack. A, clearly was not planned to give the guy any rose for the live finale or whatever. So the fact that they did that without any editing, when it usually takes the bachelor or bachelorette hours to complete a rose ceremony, like, she doesn't know. It's true. Like, you don't know how to stick the rose on. You just met these guys also in front of a live studio audience. You have to remember their names and put a, like, it's stressful. So I'm here for Hannah B. I'm gonna let this slide. I think it was only awkward because she's not good in front of live audiences. And I think she's gonna kill it on her season. She just needs some time. And then she'll get back to the house where she's comfortable, where she'll kill it.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I'm hoping too.
I'm hoping so too. But I gotta say, my immediate reaction was like, "Oh no, baby girl! Like, this is what we were worried about."
Yeah.
All things considered, like you said, very extenuating circumstances. Whatever, it was a crazy environment being there live.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I've walked into a bar and met people I didn't know, and I was like, hey, how are you? You know what I mean? Like, you're literally just meeting people. Just take it in. It's their turn to be nervous and impress you. She was just, like, not even able to.
It was tough.
But you're
take
in front
it
of,
in.
To be honest, and I do this, and we all do this for a living, just hosting. I think I would even be nervous in Hannah. I would have done better because I do this again for a living, but I would have been nervous too. So I think, like, I'm going to cut her some slack. As being a pageant queen, you know what you are getting yourself. It's different. And she was probably
in her
head.
She knows how to be poised for that environment.
But that's what I'm saying. She probably was trying not to be like that and got in her own head like, okay, don't be like a pageant queen. Be yourself. But you're nervous and you're the bachelorette and that's a lot of pressure. And she's probably going, I mean, I do that. I have really bad anxiety. Right. I've talked about this. So I relate to her. I would have had, I think, a different experience, but I do think it can only get better not being in front of a live studio audience.
I'm worried about it. And I will say, it's hard for me as someone who produces live TV. These moments are just tough for me because I'm putting myself into the shoes of the people who are behind the camera. And the last 30 minutes of this telecast were really bad. Like, and there was a couple good moments, but for 30 minutes of live TV that syndicated to the whole nation,
yeah,
this was shocking for me as someone who works in this business, just because it was rough. Chris Harrison was literally, like, doing meta jokes about how are we going to fill this time? Oh, Hannah, I'll finish your sentences. But I could feel the producer sweating behind the camera, so I feel like I have an impartial view toward how this went. I also hope the best for Hannah B. You guys know I haven't been her biggest fan, and 5% of me tonight was like, ugh, this is what I've been saying all season. I know you guys have come after me for not being on her team, but it's not that I don't like her. I just don't think she's suited for television. Maybe when we're in a highly edited, well-produced environment, she'll be interesting. But this was really rough, I gotta say.
I think that they're banking on her quirkiness and her just, you know, awkwardness as being something that a lot of people are going to relate to watching it. I personally don't see a lot of myself in Hannah B, so I'm not rallying behind her as much yet, but it's still really early. Maybe as we get to know her as the lead, I'll find more things to relate to her about, but, you know, being a female viewer watching The Bachelorette, I'm always like, man, if I was in her shoes and I was dating these guys, that's always my frame of mind. And I'm just like, girl, I don't know. I don't know if we're on the same page.
Well, to be honest, and I'm going to say this, I think with Colton's season and where we saw her that first date, I'm sorry, but it takes two to tango. I think that if she does have this social anxiety, it makes sense to me why she was nervous. But on top of that, if you don't have that type of connection with someone, any date is going to be a little bit awkward, especially if you're out in the middle of nowhere in a hot tub with cameras all around. Like, I feel for her. And then I think her times with him with less pressure were more comfortable. And then her time with the girls, she thrived. I thought she was so funny in her in the moment.
Yeah.
I thought she was so funny with her friends. So I think if we have Hannah getting past this live studio audience and actually being around people who she has a connection with, she is going to absolutely kill it, because I do think she's a genuine person. I think she's there for the right reasons. And I think she honestly does seem like a sweetheart. So I'm here for Hannah B being the Bachelorette.
It's interesting to note, too, that she was also super poised, confident, and well-spoken on The Women Tell All, which was also in a live studio audience.
You're right.
However, less pressure, focus on only her, and that's for 5 minutes.
And what I want to say...
Yeah, because the rest of the season is going to be like that.
I know, and she'll be the star. And what I want to say is, for those people who are defending her because she has social anxiety, I just want you to think about the other side of the coin, which is that ABC is putting someone, if you're going to lean into the camp of she has this diagnosable social anxiety that maybe needs to be medicated or needs to be at least treated, ABC might be doing her dirty. And, like, I'm reading in the comments that what if they're trying to turn her into a joke? What if they want to produce her?
I disagree.
It just makes me nervous. I feel a little gross if we're going to lean into the social anxiety argument that we're making her the star of a show that leans into that.
That's how you grow. Like, if she wanted to do it too, you know what I mean? Like,
did she after tonight?
Yes, I think she does. I think she was just nervous.
She felt like a puppet to me tonight.
Because she was nervous. Like, you guys, I've had so many times, if I look back at my first after shows, even on here, and when I didn't know how to host, God, it's embarrassing to look back and be like, oh, dang, you came a long way. Like, same with my first interviews. Like, I get it, and I think I've only grown. Just because I was nervous at first doesn't mean I shouldn't do it. Just like Hannah B may be nervous in front of a live studio audience where she's being introduced as a bachelorette, doesn't mean she's going to be a bad bachelorette.
Well, we have plenty of thoughts, guys, and I wish we had time to talk about this for another 10 hours, but we don't. We do have time next season, and of course we'll be back, guys, watching Hannah B. I want to end on a positive note, and I think all of us loved this season, even if we didn't love this finale. So when you guys say goodbye and, you know, throw your lower third or your Twitter to the audience, I want to say how you felt about this season overall as we make our way out.
Cool.
So, Renee, let's start with you.
Oh, but we have a segment, guys.
I feel we don't have time for the segment tonight, unfortunately. But the good news is we're always around. Speaking of Twitter, we'll give you our Twitters now. We're always having conversations.
We'll tweet our pick and we'll leave some comments.
Yeah,
how about that?
We'll tweet our favorite tweets for tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter and ask for how I thought about this season. I think it was the best season of The Bachelor I've ever seen. I was a little let down by who he ended up picking, but honestly, as for entertainment goes, I was so entertained from beginning to end, and I'm actually really excited about, like, the choices that they make with The Bachelor and Bachelorette that I'm not excited about, because I wasn't excited about Colton, and he's my favorite Bachelor thus far.
Great.
Great thoughts on this season. And you guys can find me on Twitter at Christine Bean with three E's and on Instagram at Christine I Alexis. I thought this season kicked ass. Mm-hmm. It gave us so much to talk about. I love that we never quite agreed on anything. And I think that's smart on ABC to make its viewers feel challenged. Yes. And think a little bit outside of the box. I'm excited about the way that they broke the rules this season, and I'm curious to see how that translates into The Bachelorette and VIP.
Totally agree, Christine. I think the producers are feeling that they can take risks with the format.
Yeah.
And my hope is that the Hannah B. choice is going to prove us wrong, just like the Colton choice proved us wrong. And guys, I love this season, and I love all of you. Bachelor Nation, thanks for tuning in so much. You guys are such a fun fan base.
Love
and
you
Renee
guys.
And Renee and Christine, I had such a fun time with you guys on this panel this season.
I know. I'm going to miss seeing this your so guys' faces every
I'm
Monday.
I'm so glad we got you out the booth, and I know everyone I made it out of the can booth. Agree. I'm so glad you joined our panel.
And if you guys want to catch me on Twitter, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham. Of course, Christina Zias is at Miss Zias. That's M-I-S-S-Z-I-A-S. Mm-hmm. And guys, we really, truly will continue the conversation on Twitter, so reach out to us there. Catch us on more AfterBuzz TV after shows, and we'll see you for the next season of this crazy franchise. Love
Bye,
you all.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. The season finale of Colton's season of The Bachelor. And all I've got to say is, y'all, I've got 45 minutes of time to fill, so I sure hope I have more to say than Hannah B. did tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Bachelor After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are, of course, covering the season finale tonight, guys. And I'm not doing it alone because I have two very smart, very beautiful, and very qualified co-hosts.
What?
Let's start with Christine Alexis.
Hi, guys. It's me. I'm back. And, oh, my God, I have so many thoughts.
And Renee Ariel.
Hello. Thoughts. Can Jeff host every week just so he can introduce us like that?
I know. I was thrown off. I was having a Hannah B. moment right now.
Like,
right?
I'm Renee, and that would be Hannah B.
And we're led by you tonight, Mr. Jeff Graham.
I hopped in the driver's seat. They let me do it.
Yeah.
We're going to see how this goes.
I'm excited.
Again, I feel less pressure because I think the 30 most poorly run minutes of television aired right before we went on air, so I'm not worried about this live TV moment. I'm throwing some shade here. I apologize. I'm being hard on Hannah B. We're going to get to that later in the show because, of course, we're covering the entire finale tonight, guys. We're going to talk about Colton and Cassie rappelling down a rock. We're going to talk about that cringy parental meeting. And we're going to talk about kind of what this season meant as a whole. I think this was kind of a landmark season for the show, so we have plenty of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as always, we have our Tweeting for the Right Reasons segment that we'll get into. Before any of that, though, I'd love to hear everyone's overall thoughts. And I want to start with Christine Bean. What did you think of tonight?
Oh, my God. Tonight was so hard to watch.
Why?
Oh, let me just start at the top of the list. No, it was really hard to watch. I didn't expect the show to start off on the tone that it did immediately. I mean, I wanted to know exactly what happened with that conversation, but they just went right in it. And I felt immediately disconnected from the start because it was hard for me to believe that they just reconciled so quickly. So that just threw me off. And then everything that happened after, I was just, yeah, I'm going to leave it there for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. That was, okay, season as a whole, are we saying that or the episode?
Let's start with the episode. We'll do season as a whole later.
Yeah, the episode was very much one of the most cringeworthy episodes I've ever seen. Just from that beginning scene with them talking the whole time, it's like, oh, Cassie doesn't even want to be his girlfriend. This Oof. Is so, and she's meeting the parents. Okay, ABC. But overall, I mean, I was definitely intrigued the whole time. I was so uncomfortable, but I also couldn't look away. So I guess it worked out.
Totally agree. True. I think, like, consistent with the rest of this season, I was shocked by every turn because it just didn't follow. As Colton said himself, the unwritten rules of The Bachelor. This was totally different. So even if this wasn't necessarily the strongest episode of television in terms of the franchise, the fact that it broke all the rules made it pretty interesting to watch, even when it was kind of hard to watch. It is true, Renee, though, it's crazy for the stakes of the show, which are normally, will these two get engaged, become, will Cassie date Colton?
Yeah.
That's what it became.
It really became that way to the point where I was like, this is Cassie's season of The Bachelorette, actually.
Yeah, because seriously.
It became all about the chase. Is Cassie going to give him another chance? Is Cassie going to be ready? It was just all about Cassie's feelings. And then it made it so ironic that every time she was on screen, she was only talking about Colton's feelings, like completely deflecting. So it was such a weird experience as a viewer because you're like trying to stay with the lead and be where he's at, but they were so very clearly not on the same page.
Wow.
100%. I mean, even where we kick off the episode with Colton knocking on her door, first of all, my initial thought when Colton knocked on her door was, oh my God, so you mean to tell me that Hannah and Tayshia got sent home? And, like, literally sent home on a flight, packed their bags before Cassie, who left before them. Like, she's still trapped. I was shook that she was still there because the other girls immediately packed their bags. And they clearly, production would not let Cassie go, which already made me feel uncomfortable because Cassie probably had no idea that she was clearly being held a little captive.
Yes.
Because Tayshia and Hannah G left so fast, and she, I'm sure, didn't know. And then just the overall tone of their conversation where she still, nothing changed because he gave her no time to think. I was just like, what are you doing?
I think consistent with what you're saying too, Renee, like, there was kind of a whole vibe of Cassie being trapped this episode.
Yeah.
Like, not only by production, but also by Colton's, like, maybe cross the line level of chivalry. It's that thing where it's like women like when you hold the door, but they don't necessarily like when you take an entire production crew and force you to date them. I hate to say that, and that sounds bad because I know Colton really likes Cassie, but when grand gestures become too grand, I don't know. This was just, I don't know where I stand on Colton and Cassie, and I can't tell where Cassie stands on Colton and Cassie because there's 10% of me that thinks she's kind of being, I've used the term indentured servitude during our watch-alongs. It's that thing where, you know, you kind of owe someone something. And I feel like Cassie doesn't feel like she has the space anymore to truly tell how she feels.
And she'd be so right in feeling that way because she hasn't had the time. And to be honest, the chat agrees with you, Jeff. A lot of people are saying she is trapped. She was trapped. And someone actually pointed out that she didn't mention him in her Instagram post, which we read before we started. She did talk about loving him. Did she name him? We know she didn't tag him.
She did name him in the, she said, like, the friends I met, Colton, and then the people
behind
the scenes.
She did say Colton. Okay.
I don't know. I just feel as though there, and going back on the trap thing, like, there's nothing more awkward. I mean, Jesus, she went from saying, hey, I don't even know if I want a relationship. And we'll get into why that's a problem because she signed up for The Bachelor.
Yes.
We'll get into that. But from there, being like, I don't even know if I want a relationship commitment to you. Like, Colton was trying to get out of the friend zone. Two, hey, can we fly to Spain so you can meet my parents when the parents are thinking they're meeting his possible fiance? Like, as a viewer, I'm like, what is wrong with these producers? This is so, and honestly, in my opinion, they shouldn't have taken her to Spain to meet the family. I think that scene never should have happened. I think they maybe should have made the date longer or something. But, like, she was not ready to meet the parents. And watching that whole scene was so awkward.
But wasn't it interesting? Like, as much as I want to agree that, like, on paper it was a terrible idea to make that happen, it was so weird. Like, this whole episode was so
great to watch
strange
for television. Yeah.
So I'm so glad that they went to Mallorca.
I know. If you guys were in our watch along, at one point I was literally just reeling on the couch next to Jeff and Renee because I couldn't. I felt as awkward as she felt sitting there amongst all these people who are looking at her with expectations and are, I think, very visibly disappointed.
Well, naturally.
Of course. And I think that it just didn't make sense because Colton brought Hannah B to meet his parents to kind of figure out what he wanted to do with her, and that didn't really work out. So I just didn't see the point of bringing Cassie into it at this stage in the game, like, just so your family could look at the situation and tell you exactly what you just refused to believe.
So
it was so weird. And I also feel like there was a very emotional moment with Colton's dad and their heart to heart, and that was nice and everything, but I felt like they didn't properly interrogate Cassie the way that they should have.
No. I agree. I will say also, I've never had the thought process of like, if a guy's not that into me, to be like, but like, you should meet my family. Like, that's gonna be the selling point for you.
Yeah.
The most awkward part of it all, because this is something I didn't even see coming, was her saying that she wasn't ready to even be called a girlfriend. Like, that to me was, she's with this guy's family, and all the other girls, when like 29 of them are dating, call Colton their boyfriend, but like, Cassie's the one he picks, and she still isn't comfortable so with true. The G word.
Yeah, the fact that she wouldn't even say at the very least, girl, I'm ripping up your ticket to Spain, bye.
Well, that's like, what was so funny watching this, was like, he just, throughout the whole episode, what we noticed was he kept lowering his standards.
Yes!
First he's like, I know you might not be ready to get engaged, but like, how are you feeling? And she's like, just the whole idea of a relationship, and he goes,
that's fine.
If you're watching my face right now, it's shock, it's deer in headlights. I think he really expected this moment, like, we don't have to have an engagement, but, like, let's date. And for her to not even be ready to date.
That's what I'm, like, that's insane. I honestly wouldn't have been surprised if when they came on, they're like, no, we're just best friends who live next to each other. Like, that would have been the least surprising thing. I just, this episode had this, I mean, tell me, comment, you guys, if you weren't cringing the entire time. Because yeah. From that initial conversation, her only talking about how Colton feels about her, to meeting the parents where his family's like, okay, why are you... The dad said something really smart where he was like, are you sure you didn't, like, pick her in your head because she's the one who... She was something you couldn't have?
Yes.
Right.
Because we do that subconsciously. A lot of us do that. That's a very relatable thing.
Are you sure you don't want what you can't have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
No, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that's exactly. I think he was right. I mean, maybe, and I'm happy for them that it's worked out thus far. I'm, you know, as we'll get to with where they are now. But that's what it came down to. Like, love should be a 50-50 street. Or honestly, you're each giving your 100%.
Yeah.
And this is such an uneven relationship right now. Still is. He up and moved his life. Like, I just can't imagine it balancing out again.
And I think how quick he's so willing to lower his standards and just change the nature of their relationship, to me, it doesn't come off as someone who's like compromising for love. It just comes off as someone who just is not secure in what they really want. Desperate, yes. But like, he was so sure in his conviction of what he wanted starting the show. Whether or not we as an audience believed this 26-year-old man was ready for marriage, that's what you came into this for. That's the standard that you held everyone to.
Yeah.
And you even let people go off of if they weren't ready to get there. So it just bothered me that at the end, like, you were just willing to just let it all go. Like, is it really for love, or is it just to save your damaged pride at this point?
It's a really good point. And the thing that made me uncomfortable at this too is I felt like Colton's whole philosophy around courtship was a little like 16th century. Like, he was like, it doesn't matter what she thinks because I love her. I know she's the one. I know she wants to be with me.
His verbiage bothered you.
Well, and it's kind of like, dude, if this were like medieval Europe where you buy your bride, maybe that's the case. But like, sorry, this is a time when like marriage is about a mutual respect and affection for each other. And like, for him to keep pushing, like, I know she's right because I love her. That's not how modern romance works.